Imagine walking into a school where orientation should include a survival guide. Zodiac Academy isn't your average institution. It's a battleground disguised as a campus, where vampire bites won't excuse you from class, and the social hierarchy is enforced through fear and magic. The world of Solaria operates on a brutally simple principle: the strong dominate, and the weak submit or perish. At the top of this food chain sit the Celestial Hares, four devastatingly powerful young men who represent the pinnacle of Fae society. The academy itself is divided into elemental territories: fire, air, water, and earth, each with its own distinct culture. Your element determines not just where you sleep, but who you are in society's eyes. Beyond the physical layout lies a more insidious map, one of power dynamics, unspoken rules, and deadly consequences for those who step out of line. Students quickly learn that professors won't save them from bullying. In fact, the faculty often encourage the natural order of dominance. In this academy, your schedule includes not just magical theory, but practical lessons in survival, politics, and the art of making powerful allies before you make powerful enemies. They're the kings of Zodiac Academy, beautiful, powerful, and utterly ruthless. Darius Akrux, the Dragonair, rules with fire and fury. His dragon order simmers beneath his skin, ready to burn anyone who challenges him. As the unofficial leader, he carries himself with cold calculation, born to rule and eliminate threats. His twin, Orion, commands air with precision and rage. Where Darius burns hot, Orion freezes with cold fury, showing no mercy to students who cross him, despite being a professor. Caleb Altair, the vampire heir, presents a more conflicted personality. While participating in torment, he shows moments of doubt. His vampire speed and ability to drain magic make him formidable, yet he questions following their tyrannical parents' path. Seth, the werewolf heir, revels in cruelty without hesitation, publicly humiliating Darcy and tearing through enemies with savage efficiency in his wolf form. Together, they create a united front of terror, beneath which lies fear their positions aren't secure. Darcy and Tori Vega discover on their 18th birthday that they aren't ordinary Chicago girls, but the rightful heirs to Solaria's throne. Their journey from humans to Fae royalty forms the emotional core of the story. The twins perfectly complement each other. Darcy is reserved and strategic, initially wanting to retreat from the heir's torment. Yet, beneath her quiet exterior lies fierce protectiveness that matches her sister's passion. Tori, meanwhile, embodies impulsiveness and raw emotion, acting where Darcy hesitates, sometimes with disastrous results. Her vengeful destruction of Darius's room demonstrates her refusal to be victimized. Everyone knows karma's a bitch, and today her name was Tori Vega. What makes the twins compelling is their balance while experiencing parallel journeys. Though both initially want to escape Zodiac Academy, they eventually choose to stay and fight. Their magical abilities develop simultaneously, dramatically manifesting during the nymph attack when both produce mysterious blue and red fire magic, power unlike anything they've known before. Beneath the supernatural elements lies a sophisticated political chess game with the highest stakes. The Vegas heir struggle represents a fundamental power conflict that could reshape Solarian society. Caleb tells Tori that refusing the throne isn't an option. Power must be constantly demonstrated, not just inherited. The heirs must publicly prove their strength over the Vegas or risk losing their positions. The political landscape extends beyond academy walls. Darius's correspondence reveals a network of Fae seeking his influence, showing the heirs already functioning as de facto rulers while still students. Many Solarians want the Vegas to reclaim the throne despite their father's reputation as the Savage King, suggesting a kingdom with divided loyalties, ready to realign if the twins demonstrate sufficient strength. This political structure forces difficult choices. Do the heirs protect their birthright through increasingly brutal means, potentially becoming the tyrants they once criticized? Do the Vegas embrace the power dynamics they find abhorrent to survive and create change from within? Magic in this world functions as an intimate force connecting characters in unexpected ways. The twins discover their abilities through emotional experiences that reveal how deeply magic is tied to identity and relationships. Training sessions between Darcy and Darius demonstrate this connection vividly. Despite their antagonism, their magical interaction creates an undeniable bond. His fire magic slid beneath my skin like hot silk, caressing my insides. When Darcy later heals Darius, my magic merged with his in a strange reversal of our training sessions. Their powers recognize each other despite personal hostility. Tori and Orion share a similar connection through air magic. These magical resonances between supposed enemies create tension and complexity, suggesting deeper connections beneath conscious animosity. Most intriguing is the blue and red fire magic both twins manifest during the nymph attack. This shared magical signature reinforces their bond while hinting at abilities that might exceed the celestial heirs. When Darius acknowledges their worth, he recognizes their power as a legitimate threat to the established order. The relationships between the Vegas and the heirs evolve from straightforward animosity to something far more nuanced. Initial bullying transforms into a complex web of attraction, respect, and reluctant alliance. When Darcy finds Darius wounded during the nymph attack, her reaction reveals unexpected depth. "Despite everything he's done to me, I realize I can't bear to lose him." Similarly, Tori and Darius share a charged moment after she helps heal him. His eyes lock with Tori's, his hand moving over hers where it rests against his cheek. Caleb's relationship with the twins shows perhaps the most explicit evolution. His explanation of Fae politics and defense of Tori against Max reveals limits to his tolerable cruelty. What makes these relationships compelling is how they resist easy resolution. Characters navigate a murky middle ground where attraction coexists with anger, and temporary alliance doesn't equal friendship. The nymph attack transforms the academy into a battlefield where survival supersedes rivalries, forcing enemies to decide if vendettas outweigh staying alive. Finding Ashanti's body triggers a pivotal shift in Darcy. My shock transforms into burning fury as I realize these creatures are killing my kin. This external threat cements her sense of belonging to the Fae for the first time. Combat reveals hidden capabilities. Darcy and Orion fight as an unstoppable unit, her fire magic obliterating nymphs while his silver blade finishes others. These displays eliminate threats while reshuffling the Academy's power hierarchy. The crisis exposes Zodiac Academy's true purpose, not merely a school, but the training ground for Solaria's future leaders. The twins can no longer pretend to be ordinary. They must acknowledge their capacity to alter an entire realm's fate. In this world where power is proven through fire and blood, sometimes the most savage thing is simply to survive.